Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Both hockey games yesterday were unbelievable. Both the Czechia and the Canadian game came down to the end, came into overtime, and you know, and anything can happen in overtime, as you could see. And usually the great players really do step up and they show their brilliance. And then of course the Americans beat the Swedes, and you know, I was happy for Mika Zibanejad, as weird as that may sound, scoring a goal with the goalie pulled at the end of the game to tie it for Sweden. And I was just hoping that he wasn't going to score the gold-winning or the game-winning goal and send them into the semifinals. But I was kind of happy for him. But
well, yeah, I mean, I think you were happy because the outcome was that we won.
Yes,
end,
exactly.
Right? If we hadn't, you wouldn't have been as happy for him.
Right, and I do like your hockey sweater today. A guy sent us a whole bunch of stuff. And I didn't get a chance to put mine on this morning. I see you're wearing yours. Maybe I'll wear mine tomorrow for game day. So we'll
yeah,
see.
I mean, I felt like this was the right thing to do. It's got the 26, obviously, for 2026. It's got my name on the back, too.
Yeah, well, he sent one for every on-air personality here.
Oh, nice.
For, Alan Jerry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very nice guy. And I have his name in my office. I'll go get it. But he also sent this, and I was thinking, you know, maybe we could probably, because normally we have something up here on the desk.
Yeah, and we
that's reflecting the season that we're in, whether it be baseball. We're not really there yet. It's just pitchers and catchers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was going to have my sister-in-law sit up here, actually. Oh, that really? Was what would have been perfect to reflect what's going on.
Why is, oh, yes. Okay,
oh, yeah, Tony yes, Clark, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Can you pull the end of this box?
Yeah, of course, no problem. Thank you. Got it?
It didn't come out. You know what this is now?
I think I know what it is. I mean, yeah. If it's... Oh, my God. There's styrofoam everywhere. Oh, look at that.
This is rough. It's the great Herb Brooks.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing to have right there in front of us.
Perfect.
As the hockey comes down to the semifinals, and hopefully we'll see a gold medal game between the two best teams in the world, but we'll see.
Yeah, and Sidney Crosby gets hurt, and that was a storyline yesterday too for Canada. But yeah, I mean, I hated to see that game time goal because you know you get so nervous, you think the momentum going into overtime is going to be all with the Swedes. I felt like I was Michael Jordan here when I was touching the back of Herb Brooks trying to get the styrofoam off him.
That looks weird.
Between last year's Four Nations and then this year's Olympic, I mean, the Olympics that you know they play these teams that are just horrendous. And, you know, there's always the chance. There's always a chance you can end up losing. But now as you get into the semifinals and stuff like that, you actually do play teams that do have other NHL players on them and reasonably good goaltenders. And if you're not shooting right and the goaltender happens to be getting in the way, what happened with these two games happened. And it comes down to nut-cutting time, man. I mean, it is great, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not saying anything that a hockey fan doesn't know, but for those who you know don't pay attention as much and don't know how these things are settled, the 3-on-3, it just ratchets up. And I understand, you know, we've seen it more since the change of the overtime rules in the league, but when you're talking 3-on-3 in a sudden death situation to move on to try to compete for a gold medal, I mean, I got to be honest with you, as I'm watching this, that was like the most nervous I've been watching a sporting event for a while. Like it since, you know, probably the Vikings playing the Rams in the playoffs the previous year when Sam Darnold was our quarterback.
You know what, and it's 3-on-3 for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is intense.
As opposed to 5 minutes for the NHL.
Yeah, I mean, it is intense, and then I'm happy it didn't end up going to a shootout. You take the win however you can get it, but you know there were three really quality scoring chances always when it's 3-on-3, it feels like, but there was three quality scoring chances for us with, and Markstrom was making great saves, and then Quinn Hughes just had a snipe and a shot that was just not going to be stopped, and he waved off coming off the ice. I mean, they were trying to get him off the ice, and he was like, no, I'm finishing this out, I'm feeling it right now, and he certainly felt it, and they're moving on.
I will say that, you know, I knew how good he was. We didn't see much of him because he was in Vancouver, but now that he's with Minnesota, and then we see him in the Olympics now, you realize just how great of a player he is, and you know, Canada's got their level of players. Canada's got an all-star team. They got one of the greatest teams in the history of this sport. I mean, it's going to take everything. If everybody gets through their games and it ends up being America and Canada in the gold medal game, it's going to take everything that the Americans have to be able to beat the Canadians. I would say that if there's a slight edge, it may be in goal and it may be a little bit on defense. But other than that, especially, you know, now if Sidney Crosby's not going to play, that's unfortunate for Canada. But still, they have so many great players. It's insane. Every time there's somebody out there on the ice for them, you're thinking, that's an all-star.
Yeah, I mean, and now that's going to be, whether he plays or not, that's going to be the storyline for Canada. Because apparently even yesterday when he leaves the game and doesn't come back, you know, and it was a tight game, they were all saying to themselves and said this after the game, that we can't let this be Sidney Crosby's last Olympic game where he goes out with an injury and we lose. Like, yeah, that can't happen.
Point. It's going to be, let's do it for Sid.
Yeah, and then he's out there, you know, like slow skating around with an injury, everybody's going to rally around that. And then if he doesn't play, everybody's rallying around that. Got to do it for him, you know, type of thing. So
imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
But
that
whatever.
Damn Radis Gudas, man. That guy... That guy will hit anything that's moving.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what you want in these situations, right?
I mean, I that didn't look that bad, but then all of a sudden, you know, you never know which way your leg's
going
to bend.
His leg getting caught underneath him like that awkwardly was the issue. But yeah, so that game would be, what, Sunday at 8 a.m. live?
Yes.
The gold medal game?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty interesting, right?
Well, it's 8 a.m. our time. It's, you know, it's...
Well, I don't care about what's going on. I mean, I don't care about our time when we're watching it.
Right. The problem with the
you're a bar owner. You open up Sunday, 8 a.m.?
Yeah, 100% you do. Yeah. And by the way, the thing about the U.S. that's really... They're a little bit annoyed at. They're playing all these late games.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, real time out there, I think they're playing at 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, Coach Sullivan's basically saying that, you know, they're not getting to sleep until 3 in the morning after these games.
Well, if you think about it, so this game ended right around 6 p.m. our time. So that's like almost, it's 11
midnight.
P.m. Yeah,
well, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, yes. 11 o'clock is 5 hours. I think it's five. It was just over there a couple of years ago here. I think it's 5 hours. So, yeah, I mean, and then you're all jacked up and you fired up. You get back to the Olympic Village. You got to have some sexy time like everybody does because the 10,000 condoms were evaporated within like a 6 hour period
Which
out there.
Which is amazing, right?
I mean, yeah. God. I mean, good thing everybody's practicing safe sex out there, but my Lord.
I'll tell you what. So the United States has got Slovakia, and they play them again at, you know, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Or whatever, 8 o'clock at night, whatever it is over there. So it's 3 o'clock our time, 3:10 our time.
So it'll be 8:10? 8:10 or 9?
8:10.
Yeah.
8:10, I guess.
I want to get this right now.
Yeah, please get it right.
I'm going to get this right.
I feel like it's 6 hours.
Is it 6?
Six.
Okay. So it's nine ten
local time.
9:10 Okay.
And that's what they're complaining about, you know, because then they don't come down after the game until like 3 a.m.
Yeah, I saw that Emily Kaplan talking about that and how they had like a much needed day off and they caught up on sleep and all that stuff.
This Tony Clark situation with MLB, I don't think it's that big of a deal internally in terms of what they want to get done or what they're going to try to get done for 2027. It's obviously extremely embarrassing for him, and it's you know, a worst case scenario for him because he basically loses a job that he's had for a long time and paid him a lot of money. But the thing about Major League Baseball that you got to realize, I mean, the Major League Baseball, the more I read about this, the more I look into this, the more it is totally all about the owners trying to curtail what is going on with the Dodgers. I mean, it's one thing if you are the Mets and you're the Yankees and you're paying real dollars and you're paying those dollars within the season that these guys are playing. It's another thing if you are deferring hundreds of millions of dollars to avoid the state taxes of California and getting away with it and allowing these players. And as I was saying, I don't know if I said this to you before I left, you know, Sam Darnold is going to have a bigger tax, I guess, bite out of California than Shohei Ohtani is on their W-2 forms. Now, I don't know what Shohei Ohtani's endorsement deals are, and I'm sure they're protected in some way, shape, or form as well. But if you just take their W-2, so Shohei Ohtani makes $2 million a year. That's his salary. $680 million is deferred for another 9 years. Okay, so Sam Darnold's salary is somewhere between $30 and $33 million. Nobody's complaining about that, of course. He's making a lot of money, and he lives in the state of Washington where they don't have an income tax. So he actually played a game against the Rams in January of 26. So he has those two duty days. He's got the 8 with the Super Bowl, so that's 12. And then he's going to have at least 4 more, depending on the way the schedule works out in 2026 in the fall. He could end up going back to Seattle and L.A. again in 2026 for 4 more duty days, which would give him 14 duty days, which would raise his taxes. He would end up for 14 days spending more in California tax than Shohei Ohtani would.
Yeah, I mean, that is
which
just,
is insane.
It is wild. And it was Bruce Meyer is the guy who is taking over. He was the chief negotiator in 2022. He's going to be the chief negotiator and the head of the union starting whenever they start negotiating. And the salary cap is going to be the thing. That is, in plain, simple terms, it's all about the salary cap.
But the owners want it. It's not the players. The owners want to stop the spending. And if there is a salary cap, they'll end up having a salary floor, much like the NFL
this,
does.
This is something that I brought up a few times, and then I know Evan was screaming about it yesterday as well, about how the owners of these smaller market teams also deserve criticism during this, and it shouldn't just be about the Dodgers and the Mets that people focus on. And this is something that we talked about where I said, I don't know if all these small market owners are so thrilled about a salary cap and a salary floor, because if you think about the tax bill just for the Dodgers this year with the CBT, it's going to be $160 million. Now, 50% of that gets distributed to the non-tax paying teams in addition to all the other revenue sharing that these other teams get. So these smaller market owners are taking that money and they're not investing it in the roster. They're lining their pockets with it. I mean, that's why you don't hear any of these guys screaming about the salary cap as much. Oh. I mean, it's more like I don't know. I know that's what they want, but I guarantee you there'll be some owners that are like, I think I could actually make more money myself. You know, like, does every owner that has a small market team care about winning more than making money? Because I don't think some of them think they could do both at the same time.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be investing in a sports team, if you weren't thinking about making money. Of course, that's what you want to do. That's the idea. And then also you can run through your entire life through that team and not pay any taxes on it.
Sure.
So as a work deduction. But I still think that Pittsburgh, Tampa, Kansas City, I don't know what the White Sox are, Cincinnati, you know, Tampa Bay, all these smaller markets. I mean, they have no shot, man. They have no Miami. They have no shot. You know that, and I know that. It's just like it's almost like you go into a Broadway play, and you know it's going to suck, but you're still buying tickets to it. Because you want to take your kids to a ball game at, you know, basically no a very little cost. And the other thing, too, that really bothers me is that these teams, they obviously do this increased pricing depending on who the game is against. So if Miami and Tampa Bay are playing, you're paying $20 to go see them play. But if the Yankees come down to play Miami, that thing is going to surge to like $100 a ticket.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
so they make money that way.
Yeah, no, they do. And there's enough interesting teams in the league that, you know, you have the displaced New Yorkers and whatever else to be able to fill the building enough times to be able to make some money. But yeah, I don't know. I heard Jeff Passan talk. He was positive about it and thought that because of the TV deals that are up at the end of 2027. Are really going to push both sides to make an agreement, especially on the Major League Baseball side, because that if they miss a season, at the end of 2027. So let's say they miss games or miss an entire season, and then they get an agreement and they're ready to play baseball in 2028. These TV networks will look back to 1995 and say, well, look what happened when you guys missed a bunch of games in 94, and then it took 3 years and a bunch of steroids and a baseball home run chase between McGuire and Sosa to bring everybody back. We're not trying to invest in your product right now. This is the lowest possible it could be. Now, maybe a TV network's like, this is great because we could buy really, really low
But
that's not what Major League Baseball wants.
That's not what the players or the owners want, right. That's for sure. So could you see a 2027 season that is about 100 games?
Yeah, I think that would be great. We saw, you know, in 2022, you know, with this agreement that they slapped together, they were able to, you know, play as many games as possible and got the season in. I don't know. I hear more negativity about this thing dragging on and on and on than I do.
Where do you hear the negativity from, though? It's really
from people who cover baseball. The only one that has been positive is Jeff Passan.
Yeah, but the players don't want to change anything. The players want to leave it the way it is. The reason there's going to be a lockout is because the owners need to change the way that they're doing business.
Right. But I mean and it's the biggest possible change you could have, which is making a salary cap. But if you're the players, it'd be a hell no. I mean, that's been they're the only league left. They've got so much pride in the fact that they're the only league left that doesn't have a salary cap. And that's going to be the issue. And I mean, will the owners go back on or try to come up with another situation like they did in 2022 to sort of patch this thing together? Or are they really, really, really going to have the hard line of we have to have a salary cap because it's the best thing for our sport and we're willing to miss a season for it?